Kojak. I'm calling from Del Mar, New York, regarding Marketplace and the Eric Prince interview on Monday, November 18th. Very, very sad that we're using military contractors. It's far too easy to outsource the kinds of military adventures that presidents like Bush got this country into at a cost of trillions and trillions of dollars.
I'm Haiti McKinley of Albany, New York. In discussing the sad situation of Senator Deeds and his son, I heard Alan say that anyone killing another human being should be considered to be mentally ill. I have no problem with that. And yet, we and almost every other country on earth take our next generation of boys and train them to kill. These men, boys, and also women nowadays will kill other human beings whom they don't know, about whom they have heard atrocious stories, which might indeed be true, and on whom they will rain down guns, bombs, cannons, fires, and poisons. They will return to their respective countries as heroes, and we'll go on to train the next generation to kill.
I just heard the Congressional Corner with Sean Patrick Maloney, and I thought it was very interesting. I heard Sean ending his discussion by telling Alan, what we're fighting is to be free. It's what we're fighting for. The solution to this issue is to allow other countries on our planet to be free as well. In America, we love freedom and democracy, but in the Middle East, we've pushed out democratically elected leaders, such as in Iran, and replaced them with dictators, for example, the Shah of Iran.
My name is Michael Tupman, and I live in Troy. And while I'm very happy to listen to a radio station that has commentary from very many viewpoints, including Dr. Herb London's, I listened to his commentary today about A Tale of Two Cities and found it unusually narrow-sighted for him. He tries to tar the idea with the brush of Marxism and says the top 1% of the wealthy pays 40% of the taxes, while ignoring that they earn, 60 to 80% of the funds in this country.
This is John Kelly of Hudson, New York, responding to Herb London's Wednesday commentary. He opines that there is no evidence that early childhood education benefits poor children. He might do well to look at the numbers in this country's most conservative state, Oklahoma, and compare reading and math levels as well as the social readiness of elementary students before and after implementation of the statewide, state-funded early childhood education.